Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Saturday, the 24th of July. I'm your host, Paul White. I got a couple of announcements to make today. One in regards to the recent knee surgery. A lot of people have been asking. We made a Facebook post on Tuesday night that let everyone know that has wondered and been praying with us and asking about our son, Lucas. Lucas tore his knee, tore his meniscus and his ACL in his left knee playing baseball up in Iowa this summer. And he was only about 10 days into his summer season. He came home. We saw an orthopedic in Atlanta, a man that works with the Atlanta Falcons. We feel really good about who he's with. And then we did about a month of pre-surgery PT just to get the swelling down and to strengthen the knee. And then we had surgery this last Tuesday. So this is the first podcast I've done, and I'm doing it the day after the surgery. I'm usually a week ahead, but our life has been crazy with people coming in, staying with us, and then the surgery. So I'm really behind, and I'm hammering away now, but glad to be back at it. But just thought I'd give you an update, as this is the first chance I've had to record since the actual surgery. So many of you probably read the post, and you know everything went well. For those of you who didn't read the post and don't know what's up, the surgery was, we got started a little late on Tuesday, then it was quite lengthy. They had to stitch both sides of the meniscus. It had torn on both sides, and then they had to completely repair the ACL and his knee. So that was a lengthy surgery. That pushed us up. We didn't have our Tuesday night meeting this week. So for those of you who have wondered, hey, where's the First John number 13, it's not on our site because it didn't happen. We will be meeting on Tuesday night, and what we were going to teach this last Tuesday, we will teach this next Tuesday. So I promise we'll be back at it next week. It was just a timing issue. We couldn't get back into Flowery Branch in time. In fact, we didn't get back till nearly an hour late for what would have been the meeting. And so anyhow, all is well. Lucas is doing well. Very sore the first couple of days, but that's to be expected. We are thankful. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for those of you who reached out. Smooth surgery. Now we're praying smooth recovery, and may his knee be stronger than ever before. That's what we have found. He had a little meniscus surgery on his right knee in high school, and that knee's been strong. So we're hoping the same now for the other, and just believing for good things. Thank you once again. We'll keep you posted if anything changes. That's where we are now. We're trying to hopefully get him some therapy before he goes back to school in the fall. And we've got about less than 4 weeks till that happens, and so hopefully we can have him ready to rock. Okay. Tomorrow on our long sermon drop, because this was a weird week and I didn't have anything in the bank as far as a sermon we had done on the road, and I didn't have time to sit down and record one. So I was praying about it on Monday, said, Lord, what do we post for this weekend? And realized that I had two unreleased lessons from my recent trip to Calvary Church in Irving, Texas. I went down to do some recordings for their Gospel Institute. They wanted me to do a couple of lessons from my 2018 book, Righteous Saul versus Righteous Paul. And I did those, and I kind of put them away, and I haven't messed with them. And this week was a week when I really needed something. So I popped that in. It's audio only. I popped that in and listened to it again to make sure it was something I thought you might enjoy. And not only was it something I thought you might enjoy, I covered some stuff I've never said before, I've never taught before, on the peripherals of what the Pharisees were like in Paul's day and what he probably went through as Saul, a young Pharisee. I think you're really going to dig it. It's called Understanding Saul the Pharisee, and it's 45 minutes long. It's audio only, so if you're listening to the podcast, you're cool with that. Some people love video. We do have it on YouTube, but all it has is our logo on the screen just for those who only access stuff through YouTube. You'll be able to listen to Understanding Saul the Pharisee. I think you will have a good time with that one. Check it out tomorrow on all of paulwhiteministries.com platforms. Wherever you get this podcast, you'll be able to listen to that as well. I think we're back to normal this next week. I don't know. We may post the second of those Calvary sermons. We'll title it something different. We'll see. I will have a couple of things in the bank. Last night, we were in Chapin, South Carolina. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, we do our monthly meeting in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Address is on our website. Come see us. We have people traveling in from afar. Always a lot of fun. Great monthly meeting. Good atmosphere. We are teaching the seven churches in Asia. And we'll be on Pergamos, so come check us out. All right. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 is where we've been focusing the last few days. The serpent was more cunning or subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" As you read this, you're supposed to suspend belief for a moment that there's a talking animal in the garden. This ought to have been your first clue that this story is trying to teach you something deeper than history. The ancients didn't question this, and what we've done in the modern time is try to figure out why a snake was able to talk. So was he possessed, and if so, can animals be possessed, and if they're possessed, are they able to talk, or did God do this, or whatever? I think we're missing a much deeper meaning. I want you to remember this from Genesis chapter 1. God said in verse 26, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Man was supposed to have dominion on everything that walked the earth, or crawled, or creeped, or flew, or swam. And when a snake comes to Eve, and it was them, by the way, let them have dominion, not Adam, both of them. When the snake comes to Eve and speaks to her, he is speaking as something that she was supposed to have dominion over. And one of the first things we learn in this story is that where Adam and Eve fail first is not in the eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Where they fail first is to take dominion over whatever they're supposed to take dominion over. And whenever they allow what they're supposed to dominate to confuse them, they become slaves to whatever they're supposed to dominate. So whenever our body or our mind or our environment or the position we've been placed in is supposed to be something we are conquerors over, when that begins to confuse us and becomes conqueror over us, it usurps where it belongs and we surrender where we belong. And this is a very vital part of our understanding. You got to forgive the train whistle in the background. I've told you this before, that happens sometimes in my recordings. I move my studio wherever I go, okay? So sometimes it happens next to train tracks, next to a lake, in the backyard, in a private room, in a very quiet studio space. I do not like to be confined when it hits me to do these. I like to be wherever I am, so please forgive that. But you might not even have heard it, but I don't know how you could have missed it. Anyhow, whatever area it is in your life that you've been given dominion over. Now, remember this. Jesus said, "All power in heaven and earth has been given to me." There's nothing in the realm of the spirit, whatever this snake is and whatever the snake is in your life, there's nothing that's been given dominion over you. And so don't be confused. And you say, well, how is Eve to take dominion? She needs to remember the truth about who she is. Listen to the question. Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Did God say that? She needs to know what God said. And I don't think we can get around this. One of the things we have to do is know what God said. When we know, we're where we need to be. All right, more tomorrow. See you then. God bless.